again, very much a mixed record in terms of human rights. We certainly saw some improvements in specific areas, including, for example, in area of economic social rights, for example, access to health in a number of countries. But overall, again, it's a report which documents numerous human rights violations in many countries. And then the key problem remains, unfortunately, also that many of those human rights violations are committed in total impunity, in a sense that, for example, security forces responsible for torture, killings are never held to account or hardly ever. And as long as that is not addressed, it's going to be problematic to see a significant change in terms of the human rights picture on the continent.
Let's look at some specific areas. What about Darfur and Sudan?
Well, obviously, what we saw in 2010 is actually an intensification of the conflict again in Darfur in Sudan. Vast areas were inaccessible for many months due to the conflict for humanitarian organizations. We saw, again, thousands of people fleeing because of the violence, and also specifically civilian populations being targeted, including by government armed forces, basically attacking villages and not respecting the distinction between civilians and military targets. And linked to that as well is obviously the total lack of accountability for those human rights violations. And obviously the most symbolic aspect there is the fact that President Bashir of Sudan, who has been charged with war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide by the International Criminal Court, is still in Sudan. This is more than 2 years after this arrest warrant was issued. And even on the local level, the Sudanese government has not put in place specific measures to address the human rights violations which are being committed.
Now, the situation in Somalia continues to be one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. What are the latest developments that you found?
Well, there as well, I mean, a lot of the acute conflict is concentrated around Mogadishu, the capital. Both the armed groups and specifically Al-Shabaab has been targeting civilian people, including human rights activists, journalists, with killings, and also the reaction sometimes from the transitional federal government and even the African Union force there has not respected the laws of war, so to speak, in a sense that they have not taken necessary precautions to avoid civilian casualties. So there as well, tens of thousands of people are in essence trapped in Mogadishu. And there also, as in Darfur in Sudan, very difficult circumstances for humanitarian organizations to provide humanitarian emergency assistance. And there are also similar problems as in Sudan, lack of accountability for those responsible for those human rights violations. There is a lot of attention which goes to the issue of piracy off the coast of Somalia, but very little efforts to put in place mechanisms to hold those accountable for violations in the country itself.
Now, in the eastern DRC, we've heard many reports of rapes and sexual attacks by militias, including the Lord's Resistance Army. Did you see any improvement there?
Unfortunately not. The Lord's Resistance Army is one of the groups active, but many other armed groups and sometimes also the National Congolese Army are involved in abuses, including sexual violence. We saw a particularly gruesome event around the summer of last year in the Walikale area and in Kivu, where various villages were attacked and more than 300 women, children and sometimes also men were raped and sexually abused. The civilian population bears the brunt of the conflict. People again there as well, against whom the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant, such as Bosco Ntaganda, are free to continue to act in the National Congolese Army and in senior positions. And that's a total failure from the Congolese government to send out a strong signal that they take those human rights violations serious due to their lack of collaboration with the International Criminal Court.
Now, the Amnesty report also looks at public security concerns. What are you finding in South Africa?
Well, in essence, it's the same pattern we have seen for a number of years with regard to the security forces. Two key issues stand out. I mean, there is the torture and ill treatment of people in detention, which continues. Hundreds of cases are being reported, and there are some people who died in detention as a direct result of ill treatment and torture. The other aspect is in their efforts to combat crime. We're also concerned about some of the unlawful killings, extrajudicial executions by security forces. We see sometimes a lack of response from the authorities to address that.